From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. 5 years ago, drug cocktails revolutionized AIDS treatment, but the drugs are expensive and patients often suffer long-term side effects. Now a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences offers hope that patients can cut their time on therapy in half and do just as well. NPR's Richard Knox has a report.
When patients stop taking their HIV medications, the AIDS virus always bounces back. But a couple of years ago, scientists noticed there's a lag. It takes a week before HIV shows up again in patients' blood. And that gave researchers an idea. Dr. Mark Dybul of the National Institutes of Health.
The purpose of the study was to try to give people less time on their therapy. And so we did what's called structured intermittent therapy, or having individuals take their anti-HIV medications for 7 days and then stopping for 7 days, which is 50% less therapy.
Dybul and his colleagues monitored a small group of volunteers very closely to see if this on-off drug therapy suppressed the virus as well as continuous treatment.
What we found was out to 68 weeks in eight individuals who received this therapy, all eight of the individuals who maintained this therapy, maintained full suppression of their plasma virus.
Even though it's only a small study, Dybul says it proves the concept. One of the researchers' worries was that the virus would develop resistance to the AIDS drugs over time. Keith Folger, one of the eight volunteers, was also worried about that.
I was apprehensive about the possibility, you know, it's something new, and the possibility of drug failure is always there.
But the drugs kept working in all eight patients. And as a bonus, the drug side effects, such as high cholesterol, were reduced dramatically.
I have a history of heart disease in my family, and I had been put on cholesterol-reducing meds because my cholesterol was just so sky-high from being on medication, and I've been able to go off cholesterol meds. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
Folger is an AIDS educator in San Francisco. He says many of his friends and clients would love to be free of their AIDS drugs every other week, but he warns them not to try the on-off regimen on their own. Doctors need to measure the patient's virus levels frequently to make sure they're not getting into trouble. Mark Dybul urges those on standard therapy to be patient.
As we do with all pilot studies, we have to ask patients to give us a little more time.
Time to complete bigger studies. The NIH has started enrolling patients in a large study. Other studies are getting started in Los Angeles and Europe. Results should be available in a couple of years. Meanwhile, Dybul says he's laying plans for studies in Africa, where very few people can afford HIV treatment.
You can get in Nigeria, Botswana, Uganda, down to $350 to $500 per year per patient. If you can get away with 50% less drugs without sacrificing clinical efficacy, and in fact maybe having clinical benefit in terms of toxicity, you now can reduce the cost perhaps to $175 per person.
And that could fuel the movement to bring HIV treatment to countries where AIDS is most devastating. Richard Knox, NPR News.